This is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you would like. 855-453 would be the toll-free number for you. Live Saturday edition of the program with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
All right, so you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features that you'll find waiting for you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. We actually allow you to control the content of the site. So not only can you control the on-air content by calling in about whatever's on your mind, but you can also submit different items to our website, and they will then be under consideration by every other user of the website. And what that means is you submit maybe a YouTube video, a blog post, or news item or something like that, submit it to the site, it appears on the upcoming stories page, and then it must receive a certain number of votes in order to be promoted from the upcoming stories page to the front page of the website, where more people are more likely to see it, and we are more likely to talk about it. So go to freetalklive.com to get interactive there. Now, there's a story out of abcnews.com, which is a story that you see in the news every so often, and they seem to be happening more frequently within the last, I don't know, 5 years or so. But they're a story about, this is a story about the so-called sovereign citizen movement.
And yeah, these are the militia from 10 or 15 years ago that they were scaring us with. Now it's the sovereign citizens, right?
Well, and these are written, the stories are written in a very scary sort of manner, and we'll just jump right in here for you, and then, of course, we'll take your calls at 855-450-FREE. That's toll-free, and it's brought to you by SACL CAI. So, ABC Nightline reporting, it was 8:20 a.m. on a Monday at the courthouse in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. Robert Peterson, then 21, was trying to bring his video camera into the courtroom where he was contesting a minor traffic ticket. When the bailiff told him he couldn't bring his camera inside, which is fairly common, by the way, in this so-called land of the free with freedom of the press, they don't like it when you try to bring cameras into courthouses and or courtrooms without first supplicating yourself and begging permission in order to do so, in order to exercise a right.
And that's kind of a traditional thing that goes along with courts that, you see these sketches and that sort of thing in the news. So I think we've all grown up with the idea that judges have sovereign power over their courtroom and they get to decide what goes on and what doesn't go on in their courtroom. But to some extent, you really have to ask yourself why. Why is it that that judge has the ability to say, no, the public will not know what goes on in this room? No, you may not make an audio and visual record of what occurs in this room. I mean, what many of the proponents of, say, cameras on the streets and that sort of thing is, and police being able to watch you is, well, if you're not doing anything wrong, then what do you have to worry about?
Indeed.
And remember, let's not forget that these judges are supposedly the employees of everybody. They're civil servants. And why in the world would our employees not be subject to viewing by the public in general?
Sorry, boss, you can't check up on me.
That's right.
I only work for you.
It's even worse than that. Boss, if you try to check up on me, I'm going to throw you in jail.
Right.
For as long as I want.
Which
I mean,
give you an indicator.
Disobeying a judge is a life sentence.
It could be. Contempt of court is not an actual.
It goes
statutory.
On as long as you're not willing to bend the will of that, power-hungry person at the front of the room.
Yeah, there's no statute behind contempt of court. It's just an inherent power of the court. It's almost completely unchecked in most jurisdictions, and judges can do whatever they want to. So anyway, this guy's just trying to get into court with his video camera. Peterson, the man in question here, Robert Peterson, told the bailiff to step aside and let him through. When the argument escalated, the bailiff used a stun gun on him. Peterson kept the camera rolling and later posted the incident on YouTube. Peterson's now 22 and said being hit by a stun gun was a small price to pay for his belief that the United States government has no authority over him. He says, I'm out to abolish it because there's no salvaging it at this point. It's a belief that his mother, Tina Busby, worries could get her son killed. Really? Well, that should also be an indicator, by the way, of who it is we're dealing with here. When your servants tell you we're going to put you in a cage, boss, that should give you some idea that maybe they're not actually your servants. Maybe when they call themselves public servants, that's just window dressing. That's just something to distract you into thinking that this is something more than it actually is, which is a group of men and women trying to, or successfully, ruling over you.
Well, I think that the guy is a little misguided. I mean, I don't understand particularly why he wants to abolish the United States government.
Why not? I want to. I'd love to.
I don't care what the United States government does as long as it doesn't bother me and hurt other people. So the United States government is just a group of people. Violence and... claiming a monopoly privilege, that kind of thing, that's an entirely different thing.
I agree with you, Mark. It'd be great if the United States and state governments all around this country decided to start acting on a voluntary, consensual basis, but I don't really see that happening at any point.
Well, you see what happened when this guy argument with a bailiff. He got stunned. Yeah. You know?
Well, that's what happens. They're violent, and they use violence. That's their tool. So, yeah, it should be a clue to you that, Mom, it should be a clue that you're afraid of your son getting killed because you're afraid of the government, right? People, I think, at some inherent level are afraid of the state. And they should be because they are scary. They do kill innocent people and harm peaceful people all around the world. And so I think this, you know, I don't blame this guy for being upset at them. But let's continue. She says, my fear is it's going to end with him getting shot. That's my ultimate what I think is going to happen, she says. Which is, again, an accurate fear. That's their tool is violence, and if you push them far enough, if you push your rights far enough, and you refuse to acknowledge their so-called authority, at some point they'll prove they have authority over you by killing you, or shooting you, putting you in the hospital. She goes on, or the article goes on here, but Peterson said he's willing to live or die by his beliefs. Peterson is one of the latest and youngest people to latch onto the many beliefs of a growing underground movement known as sovereign citizens, people who, to a greater or lesser extent, do not believe the laws of this country apply to them. Some have disrupted courtrooms.
See, now I think that that's just delusional. I've heard some of the arguments, and some of them are very interesting from sovereign citizens. But, you know, a law is some stuff written down on a piece of paper by some people that claim to be in charge, and they're going to, you know, it's enforced by an organization called the state, which claims for itself a monopoly privilege on the use of violence in a given landmass, and to suggest that somehow this organization that claims the monopoly privilege on the use of violence doesn't have the authority over you, and they can just write whatever they want down on a piece of paper and claim that they can do it, just seems kind of Pollyannish to me.
Well, okay, so you're taking the ABC Nightline version, their summary of what a sovereign citizen is. Maybe it's an actual someone who believes themselves to be a sovereign citizen would answer that in a different fashion. I don't like the term sovereign citizen, and we can talk about why that is here in a moment. But regarding this description, this saying that they don't believe the laws apply to them, all the evidence is that they're going to apply those laws to you by force, right? That's what you're saying here, Mark.
Sure.
To ignore that is silly. I think that it's pretty clear that those laws are going to be applied, but I agree with the perspective that I did not consent to those laws. At no point did I agree to their system and all of their codes and their tomes and tomes and their law books and their, you know, thousands upon thousands of page laws and legislation and regulations. And I don't think you did, and you, Mark, and I don't think you, the listener, most of you, unless you've, you know, sworn some sort of oath to the state, I don't think most of you have ever agreed to any of this. So from that perspective, I completely agree.
Last night, I was driving to a friend's house, and some guy with some flashing blue lights on the top of his car flipped him on behind me. And I looked down at my speedometer, and I noticed that I was going a couple of miles an hour underneath the speed limit. So I wasn't in the least bit concerned about, having a ticket or anything like that. Generally, I have this awful fear in my heart when those lights come on. For some reason, I didn't feel it this time. But I did think to myself, you know, what would happen if I chose not to stop for this person with the flashing blue lights? Now, he ended up going off and going after somebody else. But, what would happen if I just chose, to continue on my way to my friend's house?
Right. Oh, there's a man with some lights flashing behind me.
There's a guy with some flashing lights. How interesting. I didn't pull over for this person, just sort of knowing what they would do. I mean, the fact is if I went on long enough, they're going to call their friends, and they're going to shoot out my tires. And
run you off the road.
I mean, I'm liable to end up dead simply by continuing to drive my vehicle.
That's right. 855 453. More coming up about the sovereign citizen movement on one of these mainstream media articles. We'll kind of dig into what it's really all about. You can also take control. Free Talk Live. Science fiction.
Excerpt from Big Head Press. Quantum Vibe. In year 2523, there are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. Quantum Vibe. And there's a robot girl and zany creatures made with genetically engineered features. And corporate villains crave the opportunity to steal a profit from Mother's ingenuity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Are you familiar with the Sovereign Citizen Movement, as it is called?
Which I think is a horrible name. 855-450-FREE
is the toll-free number, even though I might agree with a lot of their tenets, or some of them at least. 855-453, that number brought to you by SACL CAI.
Yeah, SACL CAI is a company that handles accounts receivable. If you've got a business and, well, accounts receivable are an arduous and vexing task for you, SACL CAI can handle it. You can go to freetalklive.com, see their banner. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page. Has been for a very long time because, well, one of the principals over there at Sickle CAI, Jason Osborne, is a big supporter of Liberty and consequently a big supporter of Free Talk Live. If you want to find out more, go to freetalklive.com and see their banner, Sickle CAI.
So we're sharing with you, and we'll get to your calls here in just a moment. I want to make sure we get the information out on what happened or what they're talking about over at ABC News, which is the so-called sovereign citizen movement. They're focusing on one man, Robert Peterson, who, when he was 21, attempted to get a video camera into a courtroom, ended up being tased for his efforts because he demanded his rights. He, you know, said to this bailiff to step aside. I'm going into this courtroom, and I'd like to have my video camera with me. And they tased him for that. His mom is scared, and the article says that he is part of the sovereign citizen movement, which it describes as a group of people that don't believe the laws of the U.S. apply to them. They say here that some have disrupted courtrooms, led police on high-speed car chases, and even engaged in murderous shootouts with authorities.
That's one circumstance, and this is the reason I don't like labels. The label sovereign citizen then allows people to say, well, those are the bad guys.
Right. You're a murderer.
They're allowed to, you know. Now, I don't know how many sovereign citizens there are around the United States. Maybe there are tens of thousands.
The estimate here is 300,000.
300,000 of these people. And two guys get upset and get into a shootout with some police officers. Actually, I think there might have been two incidences. So, you know, a grand total of three or four people have been in, of a population of 300,000, have been in a shootout with police. And that makes them all bad. I mean, this is the kind of sort of human thing around groups that really bothers me.
The movement, they say here, or the FBI classifies them as a domestic terrorist movement, and it has had some notorious members in the past. Terry Nichols, the co-plotter of the Oklahoma City bombing, and Joe Stack, who flew his small plane into an IRS building in 2010 in Austin, Texas, were both sovereign citizens. The movement is estimated to be 300,000 people strong today, and many follow a worrisome progression from passionate but peaceful to ultra-violent. According to Spokane County Deputy Sheriff Craig Chamberlain, he says, quote, it can be scary because you have individuals where it's just a speeding ticket for them and their beliefs that could be very easily a situation where they go to guns. The potential is huge. The potential is huge, he says. But yet, in a group of 300,000, what is estimated to be 300,000 people, you only really have a couple of incidents of violence.
Yeah.
And let me tell you,
a small few.
Right. That when you get 100,000 people together, there's a good chance 1% of them might be likely to move to violence in, you know, any situation where they feel cornered or intimidated.
I don't think that the situation is huge.
But they want it to sound that way. They want it to sound like these people are just tinderboxes. They're ready to explode in flames at any moment and kill whoever's around.
Some of them may be. How did they get to that point? Who drove them to that point? I mean, somebody flew a small plane into an IRS building. Color me shocked, really? Mm-hmm. The IRS has created a situation where in this country where people are driven to acts of desperation? Really? I mean, what a surprise. You impoverish somebody, and there's all kinds of incidences of that throughout the last 100 years of history in this country, when people have been impoverished for whatever reason, by whatever organization, they get desperate.
According to the story here, after the stun gun incident, Mr. Peterson found himself back to the same courthouse in Coeur d'Alene to go on trial, where he was charged with 3 counts of battery on a court official and 1 count of contempt of court. He potentially faced 2 years in jail. At first glance, he seems like an average young man, lives in his mother's house with his 2 younger brothers, and rides his bike. But every time he goes out, Peterson straps on his pistol, which is legal to do in Idaho, and he openly declares the police to be his enemy. He said, quote, unfortunately, yes, they are the enemy of anybody who wants to live free. They exhibit nothing but evidence to suggest they are a criminal organization bent on stealing from people. And while I don't consider the police my enemy,
I don't think they steal generally.
Oh, yeah, they do. They extort money from people all day long. Would you use extortion as a more accurate term than stealing?
I think you threaten
someone with violence to get them to give you money or something of value.
Oftentimes they use extortion in the sense that, they have these malum prohibitum laws that they give tickets out for.
And that's for fundraising.
And oftentimes tickets are, on the road or a fundraising thing. And not entirely a safety thing. I think that there's better ways to go about doing that. But I was just thinking about their paychecks, and I don't think that a government official receiving stolen property in the form of tax dollars is necessarily committing a theft. That's what I was thinking about.
Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. There's more to say about this gentleman or this young man and the sovereign citizen movement here in moments. But I have to say, you know, I generally agree with his assessment. I don't think that the police are my enemy, but I used to think that way when I felt like I was all alone and that nobody else cared about freedom, you know, before I found the Free State Project. Now I understand that police are just humans who, in my opinion, are doing the wrong thing a lot of the time. I like it when they do the right thing, like, you know, go help find a missing child or arrest somebody for who's an actual violent person who's harmed another human being. I like it when they do the right thing. I just think that sometimes they're doing the wrong thing, like when they're doing the fundraising by ticketing people or throwing peaceful people in prison cells. Benjamin's on the line in Northern California. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello there.
Hey.
Benjamin. Oh, sorry about that. Go ahead.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir.
I wanted to discuss something that I've been bouncing around in my head for a long time, and that is whether or not the Constitution of the United States does more harm than good or more good than harm. And I say that because, as I think you guys would agree, the government ignores the Constitution whenever it feels like it. But
that largely is the case. I mean, you know, they seem to... The Supreme Court, the only people that it, apparently their interpretation of the Constitution matters, you know, when I read the Constitution, it says shall not be infringed, or you know, the rights, let's see, rights shall not be infringed, or what's the Second Amendment say? Or the first one says, the Congress shall make no law or shall not be infringed. I mean, you know, those seem like obvious statements to me. But apparently the Congress can make all kinds of laws regarding the press and speech and can infringe all kinds of laws regarding the Second Amendment.
Yeah, so I wonder, at least does the Constitution at least make it so the government has to pretend, right? So they don't just go out willy-nilly and flagrantly violate everyone's rights. So
it does seem to have some effect on how fast the tyranny can grow, but that seems to be about it. I mean, look at, as Lysander Spooner put it back in the late 1800s, either the Constitution has authorized the tyranny that we have or it was powerless to prevent it.
Which I completely agree with. My thought, though, is does the Constitution have value? Is it better that we have a constitution than not have a constitution?
That's a good question. We can dig
into
that here.
I like it because you can refer to it.
Does the Constitution have value? Stand by if you'd like to answer that or talk further about it. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. And if you would like to answer Benjamin's question, certainly welcome to do that. Does the Constitution have value? Or is it just a piece of paper with some words on it? 855-450-FREE, you take control. This is Free Talk Live.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails and eliminate toenail fungus with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Just apply one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time and it's guaranteed. Try this all-natural antifungal and herbal formula for women and men. Call 816-896-8307 or get free shipping at nailsofsteel.com. Nailsofsteel.com. It's like a salon in a bottle.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. The question asked by Benjamin a moment ago in California was, is the Constitution of value? And if you'd like to add your thoughts into the discussion, you're welcome to do that. What started this was a talk about the so-called sovereign citizen movement. We've got more to say about that as well. But of course, you can also bring up anything you like. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And the character that we were talking about in the case was trying to get into, the individual was trying to get into a courtroom with a video camera. And it's important when you're going to court to know what the heck you're doing, or at least have some semblance of an idea, because most people go in completely blind. But there is an excellent course that you can take that will help you.
Yeah, that course is howtowinincourt.com, and it teaches you the rules of the game in court. And that's what it is. It's a game. And you need to know the rules, and if you don't know the rules, it's not going to go very well for you. Imagine trying to play a game against an opponent that intends to beat you, and they know all the rules, and you don't. HowToWinInCourt.com is going to teach you how to use those rules. It works for plaintiffs or defendants in civil or criminal matters in state or federal courts. I've been taking the course again recently, and I think it's I cannot recommend it more highly. This will teach you everything that you need to know in order to take a case to court. And frankly, before you even get there, you need to be able to handle the motions and respond to motions, that kind of thing. It's written so that the average eighth grader could learn it over the weekend. It's the weekend law course. Their brand new website has all kinds of free tools. Go there, use the free tools, check them out, buy the course. It costs less than an hour with a good attorney. HowToWinInCourt.com. When you pass the test with a 90 or above, you will get an honorary degree of Juris Doctor from howtowinincourt.com. When you check out, be sure to mention Free Talk Live on the website, or if you call the number, mention Free Talk Live on the phone call. It's howtowinincourt.com.
Let's get back to Benjamin. He's in Northern California, and your question was, is the Constitution of value? Can you tell me a little bit more about what you're getting at there?
Well, I mean, okay. So it forces the government to at least provide a semblance of you have rights. It doesn't. So the government has to maintain the lie, as it were.
Mm-hmm.
Right? On the other side, I think it does damage because people get a false sense of security. They go, no, our rights are protected. See, look at this Constitution, protects our rights. Mm-hmm. We're totally okay. I don't know, you're torn. On which side of the scales it ends up tipping, whether
that's
it's...
I think you make a great point, and it's an excellent question.
This is just a variation of the we should vote for the most tyrannical candidate out there in order to show people what tyranny looks like.
Well, I don't think he's advocating to get rid of the Constitution.
Well, he's asking the question whether or not more or less tyranny will get us to human rights and.
I don't hear that question at all. That's not what you're asking, is it?
No, I'm just kind of, I don't know.
Okay, then the answer is, then my answer to the question is that the Constitution is good because it protects rights. Not all of them, not every time, not consistently by any stretch, but some people's rights are protected some of the time because of a document known as the United States Constitution. Therefore, it's a good thing.
But okay, and I tend to agree with that. But then on the other side, does it provide a false sense of security to where people aren't actively trying to achieve more human freedom because they're like, we're good. This is the argument
that I'm pointing out to Ian. This is why I'm kicking this through the field goal, and my partner just can't see one step ahead in the conversation. If you had no constitution and therefore had more tyranny, like, say, Cuba, are the people of Cuba chafing under the yoke of tyranny, ready to rise up against Raul Castro and his minions? No.
Yeah, but New Zealand doesn't have a constitution.
The New Zealand constitution is basically a democratic situation. You're right.
So, therefore, New Zealand is listed on the various different world freedom charts, typically higher than the United States.
I don't know that you can draw one conclusion from another. Canada, which has the semblance of a constitution, is also higher than the United States. So there you go.
Right. So I don't know. Maybe it's really but the reason I bring that up, Mark, is because you're arguing that it's in a net benefit, and I'm pointing out that here you've got another country that is ranked higher than the U.S. and it doesn't even have a constitution.
New Zealand and Canada don't hold the position of world superpower that the United States does. The United States citizen,
and that's a good thing,
is tasked
that we are. That this is
they
a
don't
superpower.
Have the population. It has nothing to do with the Constitution, Ian. They don't. Canada is a tenth of the population of the United States, and New Zealand is smaller than that. So they just don't have the manpower or womanpower or whatever the tax base in order to rule the world with aircraft carriers. You need to have a bunch of serfs in order to extract the money so that you can build aircraft carriers, which give you air dominance over a given battle space.
So just to be clear, it's your argument, Mark, that without the Constitution, things would be worse.
I think that that's the case.
Benjamin, any other thoughts you want to share?
Just real quick on that story from ABC. I saw that story a little while ago, and what I thought was interesting and what I thought would be most shocking to the general public was the portion of the story where the gentleman was in court and the judge ordered him, as a sign of respect, to stand for him and take off his hat.
Mm.
And the reason I say that is, I think, I would hope that most people watching it would go, wait a second, if he's forced to stand and take off his hat, how is that a sign of respect?
Indeed. Although I don't think most people
I don't think the average person sits around and thinks about human rights issues.
They don't.
I'm sorry to tell you.
And and a lot of people are totally okay with the idea of forcing people to take off hats in courtrooms. I actually, I get the Google, what do they call them, the alerts. So you can type in a phrase into Google, and then you can subscribe to Google searches for that. And whenever something new pops up for that Google search within a certain number of results, it'll send it to you. So I get Google alerts. alerts for Derek J's victimless crime spree. And someone recently posted on, I think it's like a mixed martial arts forum, about Derek J's victimless crime spree. And some people got it. Some people really enjoyed the movie, and they, you know, were totally on board with the ideas of freedom. And then other people piped up and talked about how they thought that Derek J was just a little bastard for keeping his hat on or whatever, and they were very upset that someone would dare have their hat on in court because there are rules in court. And darn it, those are rules, and they're there for a reason. There needs to be decorum in the courtroom, and we should put people in prison cells for having hats on in court or not standing for judges. And there are a lot of people out there who just, they believe that because that's what the way it's always been.
Right, it's been done for 1,000 years, so why isn't it a good idea? You know, in a time when human beings owned other human beings, you know, it was fine to force a person to stand for the lord of the room. It was fine to have
some of them would get
doff
upset
their hat or bow for people. I mean, and bowing is just baring your neck so that the lord may chop your head off at his whim. I mean, you know, this is a symbol of great debasement. The fact is that judge is no more a better person than you or I. And if you look at the news, they're less. And judges in this country, sorry to say, are really unsuccessful attorneys. Attorneys, I mean, a good attorney has a great law practice and would never bother going and taking a full-time job as a judge.
Benjamin, thank you for the call and thoughts tonight. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And, of course, you can join us online over freetalklive.com. Let's continue here with you and your thoughts. Eric is listening in Connecticut. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Eric.
Hey, guys. Hey. I just want to mention that Americans are losing their freedom, and I don't really think they understand how exactly they're losing their freedom or to what extent.
Okay.
Recently,
tell me more.
Recently, I was looking into buying a car, and just by accident, I stumbled upon a Ford Focus in the German market, and it gets something like 76 miles to the gallon.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a diesel electric hybrid made by Ford, only in the European market.
Yeah, I've wondered why they don't make diesel electrics in the United States. Diesels get significantly higher gas mileage, than gasoline engines do.
Well,
and you'd think if somebody was concerned about getting better gas mileage and getting a hybrid, that they'd want a diesel hybrid.
I can tell you why. It's the Environmental Protection Agency. And the scary thing...
Stand by with the scary thing. We'll come back with that here in a moment. More with Eric and whatever the scary thing is. 855-450-FREE. Your calls are welcome. You can bring up anything you want. It doesn't have to necessarily be about the Constitution or rights or anything like that. Take control of the airwaves. It's the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. Toll free, 855-450-FREE.
Ladies, are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats? How about fatigue, nausea, low energy? Or what about sleeplessness, low libido, and fat storage, especially around the belly area? If you're a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. And until you balance your hormones, it'll be practically impossible to get rid of these problems. But you're in luck because Amarin is the all-natural formula clinically shown to cause sustained weight loss in women over 40 with no big change in lifestyle. Amarin restores hormonal imbalance in women over 40, so the extra pounds fall away and the other symptoms simply disappear. To receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first 50 callers right now at 1-800-525-2563. Free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online at freetalklive.com. The Constitution has become the topic, but I don't have to say that way. You can bring up anything that you like. That is the point of this program. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
All right, so we're going to continue with your calls and your thoughts. Let's go to Eric. Back to Eric, listening in Connecticut. You are getting to something, Eric. What did you want to tell us?
The EPA is the ones that set the rules. For your exhaust emissions for your vehicle,
right.
Which makes sense. As of
now,
1990.
But, yeah, like the fact is Germany, Denmark, these kind of places in Europe have more, they're bigger on the green energy than the United States is. Why would the EPA be making rules that make it so that, you can't have a diesel hybrid?
Well, the United States has different requirements. It's kind of strange. Europe is more conservative in some ways. The United States is conservative in others. But the scary part is what I was alluding to is the EPA sets these standards, okay? But who's the EPA? EPA is
a group of
Congress.
Men and women.
EPA doesn't make laws. I didn't vote for anyone in the EPA. So how can the EPA tell me how to manage my vehicle?
Right, and I mean the whole idea is pretty ridiculous because there's still plenty of vehicles on the road that have absolutely horrible gas mileage. I mean, go buy an RV. I mean, there's plenty.
They're atrocious.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, in 1990, Congress made a change to the Clean Air Act, which did say what your vehicle emissions had to be. Okay, that's an act of Congress. I vote for a congressman. They're representing me.
I don't agree with that. Just because you vote for one of those people doesn't mean they're representing you. When was the last time you felt represented by one of them?
No, they're not doing a good job, but that's the system that's in place. I vote for them, and
that's the lie we're told.
For me.
Yeah.
Right.
The lie we're told is that if you vote, vote or not, this person represents this little chunk of land.
We're doing the will of the people.
Right. And please give us some money. We're going to shove money in our pockets while we do your will.
But the real problem is in the 40s, what's called the Administrative Procedures Act was passed, which allowed Congress to outsource laws to all these alphabet soup organizations.
Mm-hmm.
So they get their own rules. They're called federal codes. If you break these federal codes, you go to administrative court, which isn't real court. You can just get bankrupt instead of imprisoned, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
So all these people who don't get elected and get to make up any rule they want, and then it's just made into law. And no one votes on it. Congress doesn't vote on it. I don't get a chance to have a say in it. It's just these czars basically getting to make rules without any checks.
And as long as everybody keeps going along to get along, they'll just keep making the rules. Hey, these people will jump through 50 hoops. Let's make them jump through 75 hoops.
Everything's going fine. Why wouldn't they?
Stop them.
Well, there is something to stop them, and that would be each individual deciding to actually act like a person who believes in freedom and a person who wants to have freedom and actually stand up for their freedoms. But as long as people just keep doing what they're told, then nothing will stop them.
If I were to buy one of these cars, I'd bring it to the United States. I either go to jail or I pay through the nose to have it modified, and then it loses all of its, you know, it loses all of its...
Really?
Yeah.
You actually have to have it modified to bring it over here? You can't just put it on a ship, a barge, and drive it off? Because I know I've seen people with European plates over here. That means they've gone through some ridiculous process.
It is. I've called an importer, and he said it would cost me about $25,000 to bring a $17,000 car over with all the modifications.
Wow. Jeez. That's incredible.
Thanks. What if you licensed it? I was just wondering, what if you licensed it in Europe for 6 months or something like that and weren't bringing it over as a new car? Would that be possible? Because, I mean, you know, sometimes it matters if the car's been on the road for a period of time.
25 years is actually the cutoff. So if it's a 25-year-old car, you're not obligated to follow the...
Right, and then you just drive around some junky old 25-year-old car and put all kinds of particulate matter into the air.
Eric, thanks for the call and thoughts tonight, man. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Dave's in California. You're on Free Talk Live, listening to KGOE in Eureka. Hey, Dave.
Hey, guys. I do place a very, very high value on our freedom of speech and certainly the Constitution, which... guarantees that and protects us. I'm presently also Bertrand Russell on the Tom Hartman chat room, and some of our guys are on both your chat and this one, and we all place, I think, a very high value on the right to express our views. The Occupy movement is now presently dormant, but it is the people standing up and having a right and saying to the government, you do not just impose your will upon us. You listen to us, the people. That's what our republic or democracy is all about. And
supposed to be.
Yeah, well, that's why I think some of us, that's what we want to preserve and protect. And there are those who want to take it away. If, for example, some of your listeners right now wanted to go join us on the Tom Hartman chat room, they'll find all kinds of little technical difficulties getting in. That is to say, it's a place of free speech, and there are those who do not welcome free speech.
Is Tom paying you, by the way, to come on our show and promote? I mean, because we've met Tom. He called me crazy at the most recent
he said,
talk radio.
He said your ideas were crazy.
Uh-huh.
He said, that's crazy. Yeah,
oh,
that's
really?
Crazy.
Well, I'm surprised to hear that, because I think Tom is one who does... welcome free thought.
Well, that's fine. That. The issue at the time was, and I think Tom is a likable guy. He's probably one of the more likable of the national talk show hosts. I've had the pleasure of being on his show at one point
kind to me.
In the past. And, you know, I know that he's supposedly kind of like he's like a spiritual writer, isn't he? Didn't he write a book once upon a time?
That I don't know the answer to that.
Was a new agey kind of spiritual book. But I feel like he lost sight of that because when we were talking about immigration on the stage, that was the issue that we were discussing when he called my ideas crazy. And, of course, my idea is that people who, you know, want to come to a free, supposedly free country should be free to do so without begging some bureaucrat's permission. But he was up on the stage advocating, just like the conservative hosts were, was advocating for putting business owners in jail, in prison, if they were to hire somebody who didn't have the papers.
Oh, that really surprises me, because he himself, yes, he did write one of his many books was on the life of Jefferson, who he is a big fan of. And Jefferson was one of those Franklin, Paine, Madison, people that put in place a constitution to guarantee the right of the people to have this right to be voiced in their opinion. It's one of the reasons I really love your show. I know you don't always agree with
that's
your
okay.
Colors.
That's what makes things interesting, Dave.
I don't always
thanks,
agree with Ian myself.
Thanks for the call tonight, man. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE from China, or actually Tennessee, but fresh from China, Gene the Christian Anarchist. Gene, you know what I'd like, if you don't mind, is could you answer Benjamin's question from earlier, if you're there? Are you there? Okay, maybe he's not there. We'll come back, see if he's there later. 855-453. I wanted him to answer the question, as a Christian anarchist, does the Constitution have value? Let's continue with Michael, listening in Huntsville to WBHP. Michael.
Yeah, hey, how are you doing?
Great. Are you on a speakerphone of some sort or Bluetooth?
No, I'm just on my regular cell phone.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, I would like to, I hope Benjamin, in fact, I hope he's still listening. I used to live in Sacramento, California, and I would say the best way for him to get a real good answer to his question is do like I did in Sacramento. See, there's an awful lot of people from Russia, the Ukraine, Albania, and all that. They lived through that Soviet Union thing right there, and I guarantee you what, those people believe in the U.S. Constitution, big time.
I think you're right about that. I mean, if you talk to immigrants, they really, you know, believed something about this country. They really, you know, they believed it was a free place. And a lot of them have had their dreams shattered after coming here, living here for a while and watching the tyranny rise here.
Quite a few people,
just as it did where they're from.
Here in the Free State Project that have gotten involved in freestateproject.org, you know, in order to bring more liberty and more human rights that are from these former Eastern Bloc countries, because they say that what they see going on now is what they saw at one point in these communist countries. That's what they say. I'm not making that claim. I've never lived in a communist country.
I believe them, though. I mean, there's no reason for me to doubt their claim.
I don't believe in communism anyway. I think that it doesn't make any sense. It couldn't exist in real life.
Michael, thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI. Still, plenty of time to talk to you about whatever's on your mind. On the way, we got more about this so-called sovereign citizen movement. I know some folks on the line would like also to talk about the Constitution. So hour number two is coming up next. You can take control of these airwaves. And the sovereign citizen thing, the most important things to point out about this is it's a contradiction in terms, and why it is that these sovereign citizens don't realize that, because they're usually kind of legal eagle types.
You can't be both sovereign and a citizen.
Right. Usually a sovereign citizen type is kind of researched in courtroom and law and things like that. Or at least they believe they are. And words are very specific. They have meanings. Sovereign means you're the king. A citizen means you're a subject. More coming up. You can take control here. Hour number two is next. Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Love hardwood? Get it for up to 59% less at Lumber Liquidators Hardwood Flooring Sale. Bellawood prefinished Brazilian hardwood is up to 47% less. Prefinished birch, just $169 a square foot. Our best laminates are 20% off our already incredibly low prices. Plus, get special extended financing. Don't miss out. These unheard of deals are available only while supplies last. Hardwood Flooring Sale is going on now, so visit LumberLiquidators.com or get to your local store today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.